Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and continue to use all the powers of your mind and imagination to follow my directions. I want you to focus your attention, your imagination, in the five toes of your left foot. And think about those tendons stretching back like taut plastic straps. And as you think about them, perhaps picture them in your mind's eye, you can think about them getting loose, easing off, resting and relaxing. You are safely, securely, comfortably settled back, and for the next few minutes you have no need to stand, nothing to balance, so it's okay. You can just imagine and feel those tendons go soft and unstressed, loose and limp and relaxed, all the way back through the ball of your left foot, the arch, your heel, and back up into your calf, those muscles and tendons in repose, at rest and relaxed. And in your left shin, your muscles have nothing to do and give up your tensions. For the next few minutes, you want to be still. Stay just where you are. No need for tension or stress below your left knee, so there can be no pulling or stretching, and those muscles can simply soften down, at ease, at rest, relaxed. Your lower left leg may feel loose and free and easy. Maybe you can imagine it. Maybe see it as the only part of you immersed in a warm, soothing, relaxing balm, comforting, consoling and very deeply relaxing, as if all the muscles of your left calf, all the muscles of your left shin, having nothing to do, rest and unstress and relax. Slowly, gently, this deep comfort rises like a silent tide of well-being up through your knee, soothing, easing the ligaments, and moving on into the long muscles of your thigh, releasing all tension and stress. Your only interest is in being still and quiet and relaxed. No reason to stand, nor dance, nor run. So all those muscles of your left thigh and hip can simply give up. Let go. Yield and become very deeply relaxed. from the toes of your left foot to your waist. All the muscles, tendons and ligaments of your left leg are at peace, rested and unstressed, relaxed. And if you've not already done so, now is a good time to also relax your mind. Simply listen to the sound of my voice and let whatever happens happen. Calm and comfortable, safe and secure, it's easy to follow my voice and let go and relax and rid yourself of tension and stress and feel good. Now, allow some of that same inner peace to begin to seep into the toes of your right foot. Now setting those tendons loose, easing back through your right foot, through the ball and arch, through your heel and up into your calf and shin. All the muscles of your lower right leg having nothing to do, rest and unstress and relax. Your left leg is already deeply at ease, and you don't want to hop, so you just allow all the muscles of your right calf and your right shin to give up your stress. Yes. Rest. And relax. And relax. And relax. And that same liberating tide of relaxation washes through your right knee. And those ligaments can simply relax as the tide flows through and on and up into your thigh. And I wonder, can you see in your mind's eye just how it looks as those long muscles between your right knee and your right buttock give up your tension and unstress and go soft and smooth and very deeply relaxed. And from the tips of your toes, all the muscles, tendons and ligaments in your right leg are at rest, still, calm, quiet. And your mind also settles down at peace. At the base of your spine, behind your abdomen, your muscles succumb to the rising tide of soothing peace, become very deeply immersed, very deeply relaxed. And this tide of deepening relaxation continues to flow in permeating the muscles around your waist. Release the muscles around your spine. Flows into the muscles of your ribs and then radiates out through the muscles of your abdomen and chest. And relax. And relax. And relax. And deep inside, all your organs continue to function regularly and healthily, unconsciously maintaining your natural equilibrium as you become ever more profoundly relaxed. Your nervous systems slow down. Just as they slow down at night when you sleep, deeper and deeper, become less and less aware as you simply absorb my suggestions and do as I say, relax and feel good. Now allow that tide of peaceful relaxation to nourish your legs and body as more enters your fingers, the tips of your fingers, relaxing those tendons, resting the muscles in the palms of your hands, and rising up through your wrists, a gentle tide of warm, soothing, relaxing peace, resting your fingers, oozing into the muscles of your forearms, around your elbows the muscles let go. You have nothing to throw, or strike, or pull, or push, so your upper arms embrace this tide of relaxation as it rises, permeating the muscles of your upper arms wonderfully. Liberatingly flows into your shoulders and all the way through, your shoulders melt. 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 Melt away your tension and stress. Rest and relax as your tensions and stresses simply ooze away. Yes, it does feel good. From the soles of your feet to the heart of your soul, still, calm, quiet. So heavy, so heavy, so sleepy, so relaxed, as if nothing matters, nothing to do but rest and unstress and relax and enjoy the feel of this unstressing tide rising into your neck, spreading up through the front of your throat, all around your mouth and your jaw, the muscles relax. The muscles in your cheeks relax. The muscles around your eyes give up your tensions. There is nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do, except as I say, relax. In your forehead, the muscle relaxes, smoothing out. Around your ears, the muscles relax, releasing their tensions. At the back of your head, the muscles are soft and easy and relaxed. And the tide sinks down, now, into the muscle at the back of your neck. And as, finally, you succumb to the comfort of deep, peaceful physical rest, so your mind can relax also. Simply imagine your thoughts slowing down and slowing down until any jumble unravels and your thoughts come one after another. Now one. Now another. And as your mind slows down more, you can discern the end of the last thought and the beginning of the next thought. Slower and slower. So the gap between the end of the last thought and the beginning of the next thought expands. Your thoughts slow down. The gap expands. Slower. Wider. Slower. Wider, until there's room enough between the end of the last thought and the beginning of the next thought to slip through and languish there, physically and mentally at rest and relaxed. And every day you relax more and more, and every day you retain more and more of this healthy relaxation in your body and your brain, in your system and your cells, naturally. So, until tomorrow, relax. Relax. Relax.